We are learning Masechta Shabbos of Kuf Chav Ches and Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah three lines from the top of Kuf Chav Ches and Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Koyfenis Asalaf Mei Afreichim. You have these little chicks that have to get up into the coop. You let her turn over a basket so they should jump on it. Kdesh Yal V'Yerdu. They should be able to go up into their coop. What's the Chiddush? Rashi explains that even though Halacha is the fear of Yitzchak, even though Halacha fear of Yitzchak is that you can't be metalta like Kli for a muksa, and birds are muksa on Shabbos, so maybe you can't, if you have Yitzchak, you can't metalta kli for them. The Mishnah's Mechashah is not like a Yitzchak that you could be metalta kli l'dovash e'nital. And what does Rav Yitzchak do with this Mishnah? Rashi explains, like the Gemara says before, it was a case of tzarach l'mekayma. You anyway had to move the sal away, so you put it over here, so you weren't metalta expressly for the freichim. You had to move it anyway, so you let it put it down over here. That's what Rav Yitzchak will learn. Either way, it's a chiddush that can put the sal under the freichim. Tarnagel shabarcha, chickens that ran away, you want to get them back. We know again that chickens are muksa, any bal chai is muksa on Shabbos. What do? So you a little push it until it goes in. You're not picking it up, you're just pushing it, and that's not such a big tiltle, and that they allowed because of hefsed mamon. Because you lose your chicken, so they allowed that. Medadim agolim v'siyachim, and medadim is a higher madrega. There you can actually help it walk by holding it up a little bit. So here, agolim v'siyachim, they got lost, and it's a shayla tzabar al-chayim. You're allowed to medadim and bring it back into the pen. And isha medada is benoy. And a woman is allowed, his kid is in Rishisha Rabbim, he can't carry him. So you let her hold him up by his arms and he'll walk. That's mutter. Amrav Yehuda, Amos Savis, Nanshu, Noit Lachas, Mirachachas. Only when he picks up one foot and puts down the other foot. Avam Hayagayra also. He can't schlep him. If he's schlepping the kid, that's called Haitza already. That's called carrying ready. And that's also to do. So to Gemara, Amrav Yehuda, Amrav. Behema should not fly Amos Amayim. If you have a behema that fell into a ditch, a pretty deep ditch, and he can't get himself out, it's too slippery. So maybe Karim Viksos. So you bring blankets and pillows, put it under the behemoth of him also. And if this helps him get up, that's good. It helps him get out. You let her do that. Let her bring these pillows for him, for the behemoth. You feed it where it is in the ditch. You let her give it food. But you can't give it pillows and blankets to get it out. So you see a kasha, and we're like kasha, all the efshpanasa, all the efshpanasa. When do we say it's mutter? When you can feed it. But sometimes it's too deep, you can't even reach it, you can't feed it. There you let it put the pillows there to get it out. All the efshpanasa, all the efshpanasa. Efshpanasa in, below, you may be carrying sauce, you put the pillows under it. We learned in the third parak, you now take a kli and break its use. Why? Because it's done with the sois, like Rashi says. And here, vatla kli meichonoi. How you vatal kli meichanoi? So two pshat mirashonim. Either pshat is because it gets dirty when you put it into the mud and the behemoth stands and you're not able to use it the rest of Shabbos. That's why I'm making it useless the rest of Shabbos. The other pshat is because when the behemoth is on top of it, it's a Rashi's mashma. When the behemoth is on top of it, you can't metaltel it. So because it's like a bosses now. So it's muksa, and therefore what's kash is it's a bit of kli meichanoi. But if that's true, so why by the sal under the freichim, why is that mutter? And we said the Gemara before in the third parak that the reason why it's not b'dekli mechani by putting the basket under the birds are because the birds could jump off. So here also it will come off. Teretz and for the Rishonim, no. By the freichim, I could chase them off. A behema might get stuck in it and you can't budge it. Therefore, it's a problem b'dekli mechani. So Rav's kasha is, how am I going to put the pillows and blankets under the behema? It's a problem of b'dekli mechani, which is doimet to soiser. And for the Gemara, sova mevatel kli mechonei derabanan. The whole iser of vatel kli mechonei is only with derabanan. Tzar balachayim, this man the Amos is deraisa. But also deraisa doch derabanan. Deraisa comes and zdeiche the iser derabanan of vatel kli mechonei. Because here it's stuck in the ditch. It says tzar balachayim. So the Gemara vayit etzen the Mishnah Tanagol shabarcho. You let it be deiche. Let it push it in. But you can't hold it up like you're holding up the child or the golem of siyachim. You can't do medadidim. And tani loha, the Tanarabon, we talk about Brisa first like that. Medadidim behema chayv oif v'chatz. You can medadidim behema chayv oif in the chatz where it's not a shayla of carrying. Our lawyer is a tarnagolus. But you're not allowed to medadid a tarnagolus. So why not? Why can't you medadid a tarnagolus? Tarnagolus is my time of lawyer. Because when you hold it up, let's say by its wings, he picks his feet up also, and you'll end up holding him, and that's prima muksa. Therefore, you only could be doicha. But the other ones, you can be medadid, because when you help it up, it'll walk by itself. And Rashi speaks out, it said in the ratio here, medadim heime chayiv oif, what type of bird? So he says, that's a bird, it's talking like a hen, like a stuffed hen, that when you pick up its wings, it doesn't pick up its feet. Only a chicken picks up its feet when you pick up its wings. You could do medad behem chayiv only in a chotzer. Why not? Because he might come to carry it, and we're going to this van diyamar. There's no chay neisets asma on a behemah, like we learned in the parakam tzniyah. But the isha medad as brav b'shirabim etzorach mechotzer. The isha could hold up his son, let him walk in shirabim, not b'chotzer. Because even if you land up carrying the son, it's only a drabbanon because chay neisets asma. Therefore, we allowed him to be medad as b'no, because the kid stuck in the child in shirabim. You let him help the kid walk. Matani dechnor abraisa. You can't be oiker behem mechayv oif, which means pick him off the ground because it's muksa. Ain't oiker behem mechayv oif, even the chotzer was not carrying as muksa. Aval doichim behem sheyichnasu, but you can push him in to go in. Now the question is, what about medadim? Hagul v'kasha. Amrit ain't oiker, we can't pick it up. Aval dudim medadim, we could do medadim. And hado amar doichim, doichim in medadim loy. All you could do is pushing, not medadim. Medad again means you hold him up and let him walk. So what about medad? It's a steer ratio to sefer. Mabaya, of course, Allah is you could be medad. Only ain't oikrim. So what does it mean the sefer? They only could be doichin. That's talking about a chicken. Mabaya, safe and also no time to go. Let's talk about a chicken. One more last look about a chicken. Mabaya, high man the sheichit tarnagolus. Someone who shechs a chicken, he should be careful. Like someone who carry bara, make sure his feet are stuck covered in the ground. Inami nedel maidlo, the feet are off the ground. Because if the feet are on the ground while you're shechting it, it might jump and ruin the makam shechit and let the vesher and the kana fall out. Do a monokle le tafre ba'ara, he might like scratch on the ground, but okle le simonim and pull out the simonim. Therefore, either make sure his very secure, his feet into the ground, like tied into the ground, or off the ground. Because on the ground, he might do some jumping or whatever it is, stuck his nails into the ground and cause the simonim to be nekar and be a problem of a trefa. Zok the mishta vaita. New mishta. This mishta will have a little bit of pekuch nefesh in the mishta, but first we'll start with a behema. Eime yaldim as behema yomtiv. You're not allowed to help a behema give birth on yomtiv. According to Rashi, it's an iser of tircha yisera. According to other rishonim, it might be even a deraisa de iser to make the help of behema give birth. But you are allowed read like this. But you could do some kind of help. The Gemara will explain what type of help that is. And be allowed to give birth, allowed to help a human lady, Aisha, give birth on Shabbos. But current law, Chachma Makum Makum, even allowed to call a midwife from one place to another place, Machal Lasa Shabbos. And you can machal Shabbos. See what that's adding on. The Gemara will talk about that. And you could tie the cord that's attached to the navel and to the behema. That cord, that umbilical cord, that you let it tie because you don't want it to pull on the woman's stomach or pull on the behema. So you let it tie that. Even you could cut it. All tzarchemila on Shabbos. And it's a shayla. Avada would talk about the case of there's not a skanas nefashos to have this cord. If it's a skanas nefashos, of course you're allowed to cut it. But basically saying, even if it's not a skanas nefashos, you're allowed to cut it because only Issa Durabanon and b'mokim a chshash over here that someone's going to get hurt, you're allowed to cut it. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Keitzad Masadim. Instead of by a behema, you're not allowed to help a behema give birth, but you could, which means you're not allowed to actually the birthing process of the behema, but you could help out. So what does masadim mean? Ketsa masadim. You could catch the child, the behema, the child, you know, child of the behema, that shouldn't fall on the ground. That's one shot. Even more, you could push on the mother's stomach, so the vlad should help the vlad come out. And that's not called actually helping the behemoth give birth. Bring a ride to Rabbi Yehuda. You catch the vlad, it shouldn't fall onto the ground. You blow in his nostrils, so because when the behemoth is born, it's a bunch of gook in the nostrils. You can blow it out to let it breathe. And you put the udders of the behemoth into the mouth so it can nurse. We used to be merachim on behemoth Torah v'yamtiv. What does that mean? It means sometimes that the mother gets detached from the child, doesn't want to nurse the child, doesn't want to make shaykhis to the child, the behemoth. So he used to make sure that there's rachmanis for the mother onto the child. How do you do that? Heichi of it. On my abaya, maybe bull shemelch, they bring some salt, and they put it into the womb of the behema, and the pain is great. Kadesha tisker tzara, so remember that tzara is rachmanis, and I have rachmanis on the new baby. Another way to do it is, mzafa make sure you agave ablawa. Do this, soak the sack in water, and the water gets a taste of the sack, and they spritz it on the vlad, because tariach reche will smell it, the behem will smell it, and come, she will smell the baby, and come take care of the baby, it's rachim lo. But v'dafka teira, dafka behema teira, but temeya loy, not by behema temeya, why not, my timer, temeya loy merachka vlada, the temeya never gets detached from its child, and if it does, if it happens, it does, loy merachka, it won't come back to it. So ad kan the halachas of miyalad the behema will come here. You're not miyalad the behema. You only learn about Messiah. And according to Rashi, it's a shaila of tircha, and according to other rishonim, it's a shaila of a deraisa. It might be a shaila of a deraisa. The Rashi says it's a Torah. Explain exactly what the Issa Torah is. The Ritva says maybe it mesakin makav patish. It's not clear exactly what the Issa is, but it does say it's a Issa deraisa. So it said in the Mishnah three things about Isha. Miyaldas Isha v'Shabbos, you could go and make sure she gives birth, the woman gives birth, and you could call a midwife from place to place, and it was out of the Tchum, and you can mechalas for Shabbos. So Mechti, Tonali Miyaldas Isha, but currently Chochma Mokal Mokam. Mechalas for Shabbos, Lasu Yemayus. What are we adding on mechalas for Shabbos? So actually, this Gemara is kasha, the shtickle riot to the Rajba. That's the Raisa. Because we know for sure, going out of Tchum, Mechar is only the Rabbanon. So maybe the Chiddush of Mechal Meshavis, that is the Raisa. So the Rajba is good, because it's Mialdim Seisha, which already is the Raisa. So therefore, we question, what are you adding on Mechal Meshavis? So, Lasu Yemai, the Gemara, Lasu Yehod the Torah Rabbanon. We learned in the Raisa. And when you shrich l'ner, if she needs a fat light, if you need light, Chavit of Lekas l'ner, you can light a ner for her, while she's giving birth. If she needs oil, they can bring her oil in a hand, not in a kli, because you have to do something called a shinun. Many sipuk biyaz, not enough in the hand. The woman who's bringing her oil, bringing her own hair, she comes there and she squeezes it out of the ear and gives it to the chayla. Many sipuk b'sayra, not enough in the hair, mavi lov a kli, bring her to a kli. And the Gemara will explain both these nekudas. If she needs fire, she needs light, you can light the light for her. Pshita, she's a chayla yeshiva zekana. What's the chiddush? Loitzricha besuma. Talking about she's blind. The woman giving birth is blind. She can't see anyway. Oster kamash blona suvi meis v'daite. You could do it, make her feel better. Sovere, you can be the if I have something wrong. Chaz yechavta, the friends will see it. Probably they'll do it for me. So to make her feel better, you're allowed to actually light the ner. And the Hannah learns Gemara is big of a chayla because some Rishonim learned that you see from here that if a chayla sheyeshva sakana wants something, even though it's not a sakana, that prat, he's still allowed to do it. Even though that nekuda, that light is not a yeshva sakana, but if it's a chayla sheyeshva sakana, it's a suvi dait that you can do it. It's big of a chayla because Magamish talks about it. Big of a chayla Rishonim comes out very negay and a lot of things that we do for people who are in Mekuach Nefesh. Then it said, Mitzrich l'shemen, what do you do? You either bring up a hand. If it's not enough in the hand, you put it in the here. The question is, then what's the if you put it in the here, you're making things worse. Take with him some schita. Now you have a problem with schita also. So there's no schita in here. And the Magamisha speaks out that even in schita v'sar, the araisa, but there could be it's a schita sar m'drabana. It's a big shaila. It could be it's a schita sar m'drabana. Even if there is schita v'sar, so what's the case he's saying bring in the hair? It means bring a kli in the hair. Mevila a kli derech saira. You bring in a kli through the hair, and the pshan, all this is, the kamad efshel l'shnui v'shninon. If whatever you could do a shinui, and you could do a shinui when it comes to this thing. Now, they speak out, even though regular b'kuch nefesh, someone is dying, do not do any shinui, do it the way it is, right away. But when it comes to Isha giving birth, first of all, since most ladies don't die during childbirth, and also a lot of times not an emergency, therefore there's a chiyuv to make a shinu when it comes to helping out a Isha who is giving birth. So, we'll stop over here. Next time, we'll continue next time from the bottom of Kuf Chesam Beis.